going forward. Telephone lines are wide open, but as promised, we're joined by a shooting guard for the Denver Nuggets. He's averaging 14.5 points and 4 rebounds per game in summer league play. He was an ACC all-freshman teamer at Florida State. He was the 19th pick overall in 2016. Denver is coming off a 46-36 season last year. Malik Beasley is my guest. Malik, good morning. Nice to have you on. How are you?
How you doing, boss?
Good, man. Good. How about you?
I'm doing fantastic.
Good, man. Lots to talk about. Let me start with the big step that you took last year. You played 22 games as a rookie, 62 last season. I know you're already thinking about the next season, but when you look back on last year, what kind of thoughts do you have, and what were you able to take away from last season?
I'm able to take away that I got better last year. Being able to go from little minutes playing in the D League to significant minutes in the NBA, so it's pretty good experience to be able to do that. And now I just want to take it to an even another level, be able to play all 82 games, you know?
You know, also, one of the things you talked about at the end of the season was how you changed up your approach a little bit after the All-Star break. Like, you started studying even more film. You did even more work on your body. What inspired those changes? And then how much did you start to notice a difference in how you felt and how you played?
I don't know exactly what changed it. I think it was just me not being an All-Star weekend. It kind of hurt me. Even though I'm young and didn't have the experience, I still felt like I should have been there. I don't know how, but that's just who I am. I just wanted to make sure I was able to turn up, man. I wanted to play more, and I just felt like the focus to be able to do that, you have to turn up another notch. So I wanted to do that a lot.
Malik Beasley joining us. Focus, to me, is the key word, right? Because you made another change. You started spending even less time on social media. Now, that's something that a lot of people are trying to do. So what kind of a difference did that make, and how were you able to stay off of social? For instance, did you just delete some apps from your phone, or did you just kind of put the phone down and not look at it?
I put the phone down. I started reading more. I started watching more film. I started just working out more, eating right. That was the main thing at a young age. I'm only 21. I think I can just eat Burger King and all that good stuff when I'm lazy. But I started eating more healthy and things like that, and that took me to another level energy-wise, too.
Malik Beasley joining us. I mean, the whole thing about social on the phone, was that hard to do initially? I mean, I think that we all want to do that, and you don't even know what you're doing. And then you go down this rabbit hole, and you lose an hour or more, and you don't even know. Like, was it physically, was it hard to put the phone down?
It was hard to put the phone down just because, you know, you got people always hitting you up. News always going on, especially around this time of summer. Trades are always going on, so it's kind of hard not being on your phone. But I did it, and one of my main things my mom always told me was sacrifice. You always got to sacrifice something to be great, and I know that the Warriors have sacrificed a lot during the summer or whatever to win that championship, so I wanted to sacrifice a few things for my individual self to make me a better player in person.
I like it. Malik Beasley joining us. You mentioned your mom. So let me ask you about your family. You actually come from a remarkable family in the sense that your parents are both actors. Your father, Michael, played professional basketball. He made the move into acting. He was in Denzel Washington's film Flight, as well as Eastbound and Down. Your mother, Dina, who you mentioned, has modeled. She's been in the Hunger Games movies. So what was life like for you growing up as the son of actors, and were you around sets very much?
Yeah. Just being around them and being around them having success and even them failing, just getting auditions or say they got a part and they are in the actual movie, but when they actually release the movie, they cut the scene. So we've seen it all, man. We've seen being able to be humble, being able to make sure we work harder. But growing up with them, they always made sure that I continue to keep the same plan and continue to whatever that kept made me successful to stick with it and not get bored with it. That's the main thing people where they tend to fall off at is they get bored with success.
You know, at the same time, you had a taste of that life too. You acted in some commercials, a Tyler Perry film. What was the experience like for you? Did you get the bug at all?
Yes, I did. I did a little extra work here and now and then. I was always laughing, so I never got serious. But now that I get better, I want to now that I'm playing more and stuff like that, I want to be able to do more commercials for bigger brands and maybe even a movie.
We're talking to Malik Beasley. Now, when you look at the team last year, you guys came so close to a playoff spot. You finished only a game out of eighth. So what were the last few weeks of the season like for you? And then how tough was that to come that close and not quite get in?
It was cool, man. It was cool to see. See the difference in players. Like, you could tell the mentality in some of our players just were different. They were more locked in. They were more focused. Like, it was playoff time. And I felt that we should have that approach the whole season. So now that I know what that approach is, I feel like I can be able to, you know, be a leader and be able to tell them that every game matters, if we had to approach the same way we do the playoffs and things like that. So it was cool to get that experience. It sucked that we didn't make it, and it only made us better because we want to keep going. We want to keep working.
Now, you mentioned leadership. You're playing in the summer league for the third time now. Now, you could easily just kind of say, you know what, I don't need to do this. I've already paid my dues. I don't need to do it. But that's not what you're saying. You said, quote, it's a test to see if I want to go through this just to get through it, or do I want to get something out of it and be a leader, end quote. So what made you see it that way, and why is that leadership role something you want to take on and take it on through the summer?
I mean, that is what it is, pretty much. You got to face the reality, man. Do I want to just be here, just be in Vegas and have fun, or do I want to get something out of it? I want to prove to the world that I am serious about basketball, that I am focused, and that I can be a leader and I could be a great player on this earth. And that's how I want to approach it. I want to prove to everybody that I am a good player, and that any team watching, even the Nuggets, like, I want to prove to them that I can play for them.
So is it all business, all work, or can you allow yourself a little bit of time to blow off a little bit of steam? I mean, it is Vegas.
It is Vegas, but right now I'm handling this business, and when I can, I'll figure out to have fun. But my main thing right now is just to work on my game, work out, make sure I'm getting my rest, because the heat out here, and all that takes a toll on you. And if I'm doing that while playing, it'll get to me. Like, I'll start to get more fatigued with the hotness and with it being so hot. You know, trying to have fun. You don't want to worry about any of that. You want to just focus on basketball. Plus, Vegas is going to be here all the time. So,
you got to stay hydrated. Plus, it seems to me like you figured out a lot of things at an early age that some guys never actually figure out. Now, you played your college ball at Florida State, which means you played for my guy, Leonard Hamilton. I'm not supposed to have favorites, but Coach Ham is one of my favorites. What was it like to play for him, and what kind of an impact did he have on you?
It was huge to play for him, man. He was like a father figure for me with my dad not being down there all the time. And he just talked to me on and off the court, always made sure I was being better. He had high expectations for me. And not everybody did down there, I feel to say. Not everybody knew that I was going to be one and done or the first one to never. Everybody just thought I was just a role player and was just coming down there because of Coach Ham. But no, he was the one who actually believed in me, and he kept me positive and allowed me to keep working.
He was the 19th pick overall in 2016. Denver coming off a 46-36 season last year. Malik Beasley grinding out in the summer league in Vegas. Malik, really nice to have you on. Appreciate you, and great to have you on the show today. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
You have a great day. Malik Beasley.